ले सुनो पाप कहान विद पन्नू स्वामी।
Hi everyone, you are listening to Popcorn with Ponuswamy. I'm Ponuswamy and I have with me two very interesting people as usual to share with you their thoughts on a few very interesting topics. First in conversation with me is my good old chap, Nicholas. Nicholas, you there?
Hey Sana, how are you man?
I'm good Nikki, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah,
Joining
man,
me on
same
the
here.
call is a very pretty young friend of mine, Nancy. Nancy, are you there?
Hi, Uncle Ponnu.
Hi, Nancy. Only good pleasure talking to you.
Hey, hi, yeah, Nancy. How are you, ma?
I'm good. Can I call you Nick?
Yeah, yeah, you can call me Nick. How are your children and all doing, ma?
My children are pretty good, but I don't know where they are currently. So.
You don't know where
they're doing fine.
Hey, what, man? You're a sister or what, yeah? You don't know where your children are? What are you talking, yeah?
Well, I've given them the freedom to do whatever they do, so I mean, whatever they want, so they're, I think, living their life to the fullest, I hope.
Wow. Hey, this is, the conversation just started, man. You left me speechless already. You don't know. Pone, you can just take it forward.
Nancy wasn't these modern day mothers. Seems to give their children a lot of freedom. That's the way things are turning, Nikki. Not like your good old days where.
That's why, man. That's
why. Believe in freedom, like you know, like give them the freedom, and you know they'll eventually come back to you if they're broke or anything like that. So.
Hey, Nancy, you're such a Nancy girl, man. You need to kick your children, man. Then only they'll understand. You leave your children like this over there on the road. That's why we buggers, the old buggers, get always kicked on our backside there. What, yeah, your mothers these days? No, I really don't know why so much of.
Come on, take a chill pill. You know, you should like, you know, dad, you know, men are always like that. They don't understand. They just want to restrict
take
everything.
A chill pill. Nikki, does that line sound familiar? Remember your son telling you that line
last
too long
week.
Ago?
Yes, man. Ponu, 1 minute. Last week, when I kicked my son on the backside because he was telling me like this, okay, take a chill pill, chill your dill, dad and all. I kicked him so badly, bugger's bum and all become blue and white over there, okay? And now, this week, now you Nancy girl, you're talking like this there. Oof, this generation, man, I just can't take this gap, yeah. Just can't take this gap.
All right. But before we get into how we handle our kids, I want to talk to you about the week that has gone by. Now, there's a lot that's happened in this week. But firstly, to get started, we have the bun that began the entire week. What a way to begin the week with the Monday bun. How was the bun for you, Nancy? What did you do?
Oh, it was. I was rejoicing the holiday. It was. I mean, to get the petrol crisis, I think I was rejoicing for the fact that it was a holiday, and it was.
What did you do on this holiday? Were you able to do anything since most of the places were closed and all of that? Were you able to do anything?
I was sleeping, which I really don't do really often, so I was quite happy that I could sleep.
And what about you, Poonam?
Oh my
now,
god.
What about you, Nikki? Nikki?
Yeah, man, you bugger. You Poonam, you sometimes misplace my name only, man. I'm very Nicholas, da.
So
you're
much
old,
like
man.
Me, Nikki.
Yeah.
So I think you're losing your memory, you know?
Yeah, this is very fun, you know. Yeah, you were coming to your question, yeah, it was a pain in my backside, man, really. This bund, no. It was not about the holiday, man. My son is there, no. That very bugger was at home only. Very bugger, and kicking him out, go play on the streets, man. Go, fall on the road, scrape your knee and all, and come. Bugger is sitting in the house and playing on the PlayStation there. Pain in the deck, man. Couldn't watch the match, couldn't do anything. I only had to go outside the house, yeah. That was the
thing. You went and played
What?
No, can I give like Nick a life advice or something out of my amazing parenting skills?
Sure.
Nick, that's why you don't buy things for your children. Like, you know, you send them out because you buy things for them. They'll be at home throughout. See, I don't buy them anything. I just buy it for myself and they just do whatever they want. So they don't stay at home. See, that's how you have, you know, like effective parenting skills.
Hey, yeah, Nancy, I don't know what type of parent, man, you are. You're bloody buying for yourself and you're kicking your children outside the house. What parent, man, you are, really?
I bought them and I took the pain for 9 months. I think I deserve my seat as well.
This is an interesting perspective, don't you think, Nikki? I mean, a complete contrast to the kind of parent.
I don't know, man, Roger.
What do you say, Nikki?
I'm so sorry, man. Pune.
Just insecure.
1 minute, 1 minute, Nancy. Only if you all guys were here, you would have seen my nerve popping now. Okay. I'm really, both you people are getting on my nerves, Deb. Just because I'm little old, yeah, you bugger thing, you can play along with me or what, huh? Nancy, listen to me, man. Child, I've been in this earth much more longer than what you have been there. Okay, huh? Listen to me carefully. You can't just because you have a baby for bloody 9 months, you got to take care of it, yeah? Okay.
It's a baby. Right. Like, your children are not even playing.
It's okay, man. I kick that bugger in the backside. He comes and hugs me later. That's more than enough for me. Okay. Now your child will come and hug you, huh? Huh?
Yeah, they call me up whenever they're broke. Can I give them?
I think you, Nancy, you just start on Little Sisters of the Poor, yeah. I think that would be really helpful for you, man.
All right. Nikki,
let's talk it personal, Nikki. I'm just pouring myself on Peg now. 1 minute.
Nick, please just calm down.
I'm just pouring myself on Peg now. 1 minute. I'm just frustrated with this conversation.
Why do you pour yourself on Peg? I'd like to bring up something that's completely different and call something that's completely on a different topic. The topic of Ganesh Chaturthi. Right back in the center of the week, we had Ganesh Chaturthi, which was preceded by Gauri Ganesha. A lot of people around the country have been celebrating this entire festival with a lot of love in the show. Nancy, how's it been for you? Do you have a lot of friends celebrating Ganesh Chaturthi?
Oh, yes. So everybody is like, you know, having their own pujas and all that, and they, you know, it's a really nice festival because you see everyone happy and you have good food. Of course, wherever there is food, there's always happiness.
So, what have you been eating? What food have you seen?
It's just Kannada word. I don't know. It looks like momos that are fried.
It looks like momos that are fried, but you don't know what it's called.
I don't know the name, but I forgot the name. So they look like momos and it's sweet. I don't know.
Do you know what these sweets are called?
Yeah, before I tell man, what sweets he's talking for first time, I think I will, I actually agree with this Nancy girl, yeah. Really, for the first time, this bugger, because for the first time, she's saying wherever there's food, there's happiness, which I mean, I agree, yeah. Okay, for Nancy, first time, I thank you.
I think that is something that breaks the barriers of age groups, like the Gen Y, Gen X, millennials, whatever. I think food is one common factor that everybody falls in love with. It's just uniting, right?
Correct, yeah. So, this food she's talking is one rice sweet, yeah, Roger. Inside that, they put some bloody coconut and all. Correct, no? Nancy, that's the sweet.
Yes, yes, coconuts and... It's really sweet.
They put jaggery and all that coconut.
What's it called? Any idea?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Those buggers make something and all and they give, I don't know, some gala gala, something and all they make. They call it some new name and I don't know, but I just eat it. I know what she's talking about also.
I call it crispy momo.
You call it what? What crispy momo?
Sweetened crispy momos.
Right.
See, man, bugger, I've been eating the sweets from past 40 years. Those days and all, there were no momos, okay? Huh? Don't really come now and start naming these things just because you find it in that way. Okay, Nancy girl.
Do me for a while, Uncle Nick.
No. So, you see, Nikki, you've been used to the English dumplings that they have. You're not used to
Word, dumplings. Dumplings is the word.
Back in the day, Nikki's wife, Mehta, used to make some lovely dumplings.
She is also like one dumpling only.
that's a very mean thing.
Is that the reason why she dumped you?
No. Hey, she's still with me, man. We are the old, we are what, vintage love. Yeah, we hit each other, abuse each other, but still, you don't want to know what happens later, right? So this, we are all vintage love, yeah.
So, Nikki, back to Ganesh Chaturthi, what sweets have you been eating? I know you have a lot of Hindu neighbors in the temple right next to your house.
I'm a very secular guy. So, for this elephant god's birthday and all, nah, they got some sweet and all for me. They got some nice things. They keep getting, man, for me. They know I eat everything and all that. So, I pulled those Hindu buggers. I gave them some whiskey, some peg and all I gave for them also. It works both ways, yeah.
What's your favorite sweet, Nikki?
Those buggers call it something, man. I don't know what sweet only that is, but this coconut, no, this dumpling. Huh?
Uh-huh.
I really like that sweet. I really love that sweet. That's a very nice sweet, yeah.
Wow, that's another thing you and Nancy seem to have in common. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Friendly bonding, yeah.
Finally. All right. So another very interesting thing this leads me to, considering that Nikki is an old time Bangalorean and Nancy's just come to Bangalore not too long ago, with the renovation and restoration of one of Bangalore's pride monuments, the Opera House in Brigade Road. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but Samsung has helped in the restoration of this entire place, and today that is the biggest experience center of Samsung in the world. What do you have to say about that, Nancy? Are you happy that something like this is happening in Bangalore?
Oh, yes, because I really like anything that, you know, I mean, for me, I think history was a really important part, and I think people trying to, you know, like restore that. Restore anything brings me instant happiness, and I would, you know, I love Brigade Road in general. I just find, I think it's like my happy place. So I just walk around, and then like, I would always wonder, like, you know, do they have, I don't know, do they have, do they perform opera songs, or what happens in opera house?
Nikki, you'll have to tell us, Nikki, back in the day, how was the opera house? What used to happen?
I don't know what this girl is saying, they want to renovate and all, like, Nancy, I don't know, yeah, you're really getting on my nerves, yeah, really. This opera house, Nancy, those days, no more. I'll tell you, child, you listen to me. Other than kicking out your children all outside your house, no, just listen to me for once, okay? Those days and all, they used to screen movies, their dramas, theaters, all right? Then we and all, those days, that was the only place where we used to date. Me and my little dumpling, no, that's my wife now. We used to go down my Lambretta scooter, park my bike there. We used to go and sit and watch some nice drama, really good plays.
Would you actually watch it, or because, you know, you're taking a dumpling with you, so I just had my doubts.
Nancy, you naughty Nancy.
See, yeah, those days and all, no, any kuchiku, anything, we know how, okay, we know what to do, where to do, okay. It's not like you ready or the parios these days, okay, I just don't know what y'all do only over there. Anyways, leave mom. Okay, listen.
No, Uncle, like, you know, because in general, I feel like the newer generations are more open with things. Older generations pretend to be sad, but they also have like a lot of population.
Hey, Nancy, your buggers, y'all are too open, yeah? That's the problem. I'm not telling y'all don't be open. Y'all are too bloody open, man. I'm telling y'all, seeing what y'all do, the dogs run away. Before, we used to throw stones at the dogs over there. All right. It's very difficult, yeah? Try to understand.
The dog would want you to do things, Uncle
Ray. Sorry, what, Ma? Say it again.
Would your dog want you to do things and stuff?
You know, Marcy, see, why, don't get into my personal matters and all, okay? I'm just talking about the society today, okay? What my dog sees, what my dog doesn't see, that I will take care of my dog. And if he sees too much, I'll kick him also on the backside, okay?
I have to interrupt. Nikki, can you get back to the opera house?
This girl is distracting me, man. I don't know. I speak about dumplings. She's thinking something else and all. I didn't put
Nancy tonight. Nancy?
Yes, man. You just reminded me of those good old Nancy's those days, no? When I was a young teenager. All these Nancy's and all used to wear all this nice floral skirts and all and come to church over there. They used to show their knees only, and I used to be flattered, you know, on spot out. And look at these Nancy's.
When I go to church.
No, but look at these Nancy's these days, man. They're saying we should do everything open here, it seems. I don't know this.
We're not talking about Nancy or church. This is supposed to be opera. Could you get back to the opera?
I think Nikki's nostalgic. Poor soul.
Nostalgic Nikki and naughty Nancy. Can we get back to the opera house?
Yeah, man, so I used to go there and watch the plays and all that over there. Then after some time, I think they started showing some porn movies, man. I don't know, that's what some people started saying.
Porn movies.
In this
Nikki, let's move on to the present, Nikki.
No, Bagga, listen, man, I'll tell you one story also. I went with my wife one day. So they put some movie over there, some nice, it looked like a nice poster, yeah, it looked like a romance movie. Alright. Go inside the theater, only bloody man, only buggers, all those buggers are sitting together at one spot, you know, sloshed, some buggers are hammered, and they're sitting and watching that film there. We didn't understand, you know, bugger, then after 2 minutes, 3 minutes into the movie, we understand it's a bloody blue film.
Oh my goodness.
Do they have age restrictions that they can take their children with you as well?
Those days, buggers and all, till 18, we couldn't leave the house, man. Boys and girls. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, nowadays, at 12 years only, your mothers are kicking them out outside the house. So, that's the difference, yeah. So, there's no...
Nikki, coming back to the Hamilton Opera House today, are you happy with the restoration that's done to the Opera House?
I'm very sad. I'm going to go, when I'm going to pass next time in my dumpling, no, I go to that place to buy some vegetables and all down Brigid Road on the right. No, there's a place there. You know, no, next to Rex Theatre.
Yes, the vegetable place with fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, that's the place. So I go there to buy vegetables anyway. So I'm going to go there, throw on slipper of mine and go back, man. Yeah.
Uncle, I'm very happy with your house. It looks nice.
Why are you so agitated?
So what, man? That place is meant for only theatres and plays, yeah. That, you know, reminded us of that Bangalore beauty. You look at that building, you look at the architecture in that building, man. It's beautiful. It's marvelous. It's not for some bloody Samsung bugger to come and keep his shop there and say some nonsense that Apple is better and this is that. That's bullshit, man. He's parallel.
But I'm just trying to maintain the building. Like, because before that, when there was no Samsung, like, the building looked bad, like, you know, like, nobody maintained it properly. So, in a way, like, don't you think it's good for the building as well?
What's the point, yeah, Nancy, in having a building and the purpose itself is lost, yeah? Think about it, huh? See, in a house, no, because you always keep talking about children from the time you spoke, a house is all about a family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If there's no family, there's no house, yeah. I don't
it's
know
like
what...
having a dumpling but not being able to eat it.
I think for me, you're amazing.
Wouldn't you agree, Nikki?
I'm going to get a naughty dinner.
Alright.
Yeah, but Raja, what, man? You're hitting on my wife, When you come home to my house, you come now next time to my house, I'll bloody beat you with one beef bone on you, bugger Raja. You always come to my house, you have pepper curry and you have bobo curry and all that over there, and now you bugger hitting on my wife,
Nikki, calm down, Nikki.
Come to my house, I'll bloody beat you on your backside there.
Nikki, calm down. Okay, so back to topic of the Samsung offer, yes, mixed reactions from both. Let's leave it at that. Finally, in conclusion, I must ask both of you, how does the week ahead look like for both of you? What are you looking forward to? What's the big highlights of the week ahead?
Uncle Nikki should go first, I think.
Nikki?
Hey, no, yeah, let this child go, ma. He's talking from that time too much. Hey, Nancy, go for it.
I respect all people. I think Uncle Nikki has a lot to say.
Hey, go for it, yeah. You don't just talk so much. Just go for it. Go ahead, yeah.
Well, I look forward to a good weekend. And
it's just Monday, yeah. Rest of the whole week ahead. You only go to the weekend.
Well, weekend are good. Well, actually, I just hope they do something about the petrol crisis.
Why do you
have
to travel to,
Nancy? I'm going around through different places and...
Going around, I see.
In my scooty.
Paka porky girl, this is.
You said going around in your scooty with your kids?
With my children. But I use helmets, unlike...
How many kids?
These are the porky children.
I have two children, one boy and a girl.
One boy and a girl?
Yep.
And you take both of them on your scooty?
Yep, we do triple riding.
You're breaking the rules. You seem to be abiding by the helmet rule, but I don't think you can take two people as pigeon on the scooty, Nancy. Is that allowed, Nikki?
No,
they're catching me, but then I never saw them. You know, they never looked really angry, so I just went by waving them, and I told my children to wave them.
Alright, so you seem to definitely be pushing the rules. Nikki, what do you have to say about Bangalorean riders like this who travel the city breaking traffic rules without even any awareness about these traffic rules?
Uncouth buggers, man. Uncouth. That's simple words, uncouth fellows. They think it's one thrill. Okay. Buggers need from two slaps on their face and one kicking on the backside. That's all I'm telling you. That's all.
Nikki, if you could give one message out there to Nancy and other riders like Nancy who are breaking these rules, what would that message be?
If I have to give a message?
Yes.
No, I can't give a message, Pune, because it will be filled with...
It
will be filled with very good words, which I think is not acceptable.
Yes, we'll have to censor your sorry language. But Nancy, have you no respect for people who abide by the rules where if you see everyone else coming with just two people on a bike, why do you have to take three?
Because I don't want my second child to feel abandoned. Now I can't. I'm too broke to afford a car, so I just don't want to hurt their feelings, you know?
Daddy, what girl, man? This is very. Before having kid, you should plan, yeah? Then after getting a kid over there, then you think I have a scooty when that scooty is very small over there.
But Nikki, let's not talk about family planning, Nikki. I mean, you've got seven of them.
Exactly. And I don't know. See, Nikki, like, I respect your opinions and about how, you know, you're all doing close and everything about it. But then, if I, like, you know, girls, I don't, and the three are like really small, so I don't think so. Like, is this two of them sitting in the back is equivalent to one person? I think it's justified.
So what you're trying to say is that when Nikki takes his dumpling on his Lamborghini, it's equal to taking food.
Hey, you're making fun of my wife, a child. Huh? Really? Really?
No, Nikki,
see, no, man, listen, buggers. Both of you all are cracking jokes on me. I understand now, but listen, yeah, okay. I understand my wife has a big booty, but what happens, man? As age goes big, even the booty becomes bigger. That's nature, yeah, okay. And,
it seems like her booty is bigger than Nancy's booty.
We all love bootylicious women.
I disagree, Nancy. I completely disagree.
I agree with her, yeah. No, I agree with you.
I'm Punar and I'm very conservative about these things. I put it like a gentle dose of bush. That way I know. I prefer seeing pickings. It's been wonderful talking to both of you. Thanks
yeah,
for your time. I look forward to having a wonderful week ahead, and I wish both of you a wonderful week ahead as well. Until then, you've been listening to Popcorn with Ponaswamy. Thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you, Ma. Thank you. Hey, Nancy, go take care of your kids, yeah? And go give your scooty for one service over there, okay? Otherwise, one day your booty will become big, then you have to drag your son on the road and go. Okay, anyways, my wife is waiting for me now. I have to go meet that dumpling.
What a guys. Use condoms.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, child. Bye.